to upload.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Everyone is enjoying Wednesday, which is sometimes referred to as the hump day by a lot of people. I hope none of you forget tomorrow is 9/11. So keep everybody in your prayers, and any of you know any people in New York City, keep them in your prayers too, and just thank God that and pray that there won't be another 9/11. Today's interview is with the incredible and soulful dynamic singer Shirley Murdoch. Hello, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. We started late. I worked up a little bit.
But we're here.
Yes, you're here. You were last on the show in 2013.
Okay.
You were talking about your new gospel CD.
Yes.
Is it out yet?
Yes, it's entitled Shirley Murdoch Live, The Journey. And I had a wonderful opportunity, Angela, to bring in some of my girlfriends that I've known for many, many years. I'm doing a song with Beverly Crawford, Regina Bell, and Kelly Price. We're doing a duet together, each of us. And then at the very end of the CD, we all come together to do a song called Someday. So it was really, really incredible because that was my first live CD, DVD recording, but to just have my girlfriends there with me to share that night and to be a part of it was just really a blessing.
Yes, I understand that. I can imagine those are dynamic singers too, beautiful voices. You know, you're a pioneer if you think about it, for all those women, just about all those women you named.
Well, I don't know about all that, but, you know, if there's been any influence, you know, I know how I felt about the people who influenced me as a young girl growing up, you know, listening to Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder, you know, people like that. So if somebody feels that way about me, then I just really feel honored, you know, to have an opportunity to be able to influence, you know, the music industry and even some of the young people that are coming up today.
I was reading your website. And you had something. I was reading your website.
Yes.
And you had the website said that you were Hold on, let me get it straight. Apologize. It's the Love Me Better Than That campaign. Is that a yearly event? Has it already happened?
You know, that's something that my husband and I, it's in our hearts, you know, to want to be a blessing to the cities that we go to. You know, I think it's, as an artist, you know, it's how we make our living, but we don't want to be, you know, just people go come in and extract, you know, resources from a city. We want to leave a city better off, you know, than when we came. We want to make deposits and, you know, and make, just have a good influence and be inspirational to that city. And one of the ideas that we had was to be able to connect a lot of you have people like who champion maybe child abuse, or somebody might champion you know, these various maybe homelessness, but being able to put them together, to put the resources together, and to share information would make everybody's situation stronger. So, for instance, you know, another thing we said, well, you know, every police chief should have every pastor in the city should have them, like, in their, you know, on quick speed dial. Because if, say, for instance, if there's a young person in their congregation that gets in trouble, you know, it'd be wonderful if the police chief could say, listen, I got your young person down here. Do you want to deal with them, or do you want me to deal with them? So that way you put community back together, where we're looking out for each other, you know, we're covering each other. And so the I Love Me Better Than That campaign seeks to take all of these entities, you know, through entertainment, you know, through, health care, you know. Some people may not know how to go get, you know, a breast exam, or men might not know where to go get a prostate check. But to be able to find a way to link all these people together with all this information in a city makes us stronger. It makes us better to be able to deal with the things that are happening in our lives.
Yes, and there's quite a lot happening in the world today. So an event like that is very much needed everywhere.
Absolutely.
I Love Me Better Than That campaign.
And if people want more information, they can go to my website, www.shirleymurdocklifesongs.com, and just hit that I Love Me Better Than That campaign icon, and all the information will come up for that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
So you also have an essay contest in that event, a Brotherhood Bash for Unity.
Mm-hmm. So okay. You can... people can write an essay, you know, about what they, like, I love me better than, like the young person say, I love me better than to be involved with drugs and alcohol. I love me better than to get pregnant as a teenager. Or I love me better than, you know, whatever it is that you want to strive to be. So those are essays that you can be a part of to encourage young people, to encourage people to understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God made us all on purpose, with purpose, and we're determined that we're not going to let anything stop us from being our best selves.
That's right. Mr. DeGroat is your husband. He was who I talked
yes.
to earlier, and I want to tell him thank you, and you thank you, too, for coming on my show.
Of course.
Thank you.
So it was so nice we had to do it twice, girl.
Yeah. It was so nice you had to do it twice. Okay. You know, you're well known for your song, As We Lay.
Mm-hmm.
Which are considered life songs. As You Lay It and I Love Me Better Than That was a big hit, phenomenal hit in the soul food film.
Well, you know, I As We Lay was a song that I think it was a hit record because it really did reflect life, you know, because people could either a person was involved in that, or they know about somebody's been involved in it, or just watching TV. Two people
yes.
who found themselves in an extramarital affair. But the reality of As We Lay, it was not a celebratory song about infidelity. It was a sad song about regret. And I think that the biggest message in As We Lay is the line that says, we should have counted up the cost, but instead we got lost in the second, in the minute, in the hour, as we lay. Because, you know, the decision that you make in life, Angela, it just doesn't affect you, but it affects everybody in your world, everybody that you affect. If a person who may have lost their family through infidelity, if they go back and they could do it all over again, I think people would make different decisions when they see how their kids have been affected by a divorce or that broken marriage or through you know, violence, you know, whether it's domestic violence. You know, the choices that we make in our lives, you know, it's just so much bigger than you, because we're all so interconnected. And so it affects families, it affects, you know, how a young woman, her trust issues. I know I'm a product of divorce, and I had to work my way through trust issues, you know, things like that. So music definitely does reflect everyday life, but I think it's important to have a moral, you know, to bring some truth, to shed some light on some answers to some of today's problems. And so music can be a way by which we can do that.
Oh, okay. That is wonderful. That's another way of looking at it, too. I hadn't thought of all that. According to your website is Shirley, www.shirleymurdocklifesongs.com. According to your website, you're going to be in Detroit, Michigan for the for an event at Masonic Temple the 19th through the 21st. Am I right?
Yes. I'm actually touring with Candy Burris from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She has a stage play that I actually did in Atlanta last November. And so she's taking it out on a national tour, and we're going to be in Detroit on the 18th. And if you go to the website, you'll see we're going to be in Detroit, we're going to be in Chicago, L.A., Miami, Las Vegas. We're going to be all over the country. So if anybody's interested in those dates, just go to the website, and you'll be able to see that we're coming to a city near you.
Yes, and listeners, I've got some of the dates. September 19th through the 21st, it's going to be at Mason, I hope I said it, pronounced it, Masonic Temple in Detroit, Michigan. And on September 19th through the 21st, she'll be in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got it wrong. 19th, 21st, she'll be in Detroit. Then Miami, Florida, 24th through the 27th. And the tour is called A Mother's Love, the musical.
Mother's Love, yes. It features not only Candy Burris, you know, from The Real Housewives of Atlanta,
yes,
but also Tony Terry, R&B singer Tony Terry, Q Parker from the group 112, Mila from Atlanta, Divas of Atlanta, and she was in a group called 402. I think it's Z Woods from a group called Danity Kane. I hope I'm not missing anybody, but if you go to the website, you'll see all that. Absolutely.
Yes,
it's been just a great, just a wonderful week. We had a wonderful first week of the tour last week. The audiences have been great, and it's just a lot of singing. It's a real musical because there's about 19 songs in the play. We have solos, duets, ensembles, choreography, and it's very, very entertaining, and I think everybody will have just a wonderful time at the play, so we want to invite everybody to come out.
Okay. So the lady that you're talking about, Miss Candy Burris, she's a Grammy-winning musician, am I right?
Yes, she came from the group Escape. Mm-hmm. Housewives of Atlanta. She first started off with a girl group called Escape, and she's a songwriter. She's written songs for Beyonce. She's written songs for Destiny's Child, Whitney Houston, TLC. I mean, she's got platinum records, gold records. She's a phenomenal songwriter, just a really, really sweet young lady.
Yes. Since it's been a little bit, I'm not trying to, you know, bring the mood of the show down, but I just like to know, what are your thoughts and feelings on Whitney Houston?
Well, Whitney Houston was an absolute, her voice was a gift from God, and definitely, you know, gone too soon. She was somebody who the whole world loved her singing. She's very, very talented. She will definitely be missed. There's nobody like her. Nobody could ever replace her. And so, again, you know, gone too soon. I remember when I found out that she passed away, I just came into somewhere down in Tennessee. The night before I was in Chicago with Regina Bell and Mickey Howard and Angela Wimbush, and we were on tour together, and we were doing a tribute to another friend of ours who had passed away, Vesta Williams. And so when I went to the next city the next day, I got the phone call, you know, that Whitney had passed away, and I turned on the television. It was right before, you know, I was to go on, and it just really broke my heart, you know, to hear that. And then I went on and I did a tribute to her. I sang I'll Always Love You, you know, and just in honor of Whitney. And there'll never be another Whitney Houston. She was one of a kind. And but you know, one beautiful thing about it is that her music will be with us forever and ever. You know, I remember I lost a great friend and producer, Roger Troutman. You know, his music will be with us forever and ever. And if we can have that kind of impact, you know, as an artist, you know, I believe that if we do it right, our music will outlive us.
Yes, I believe that too. I believe that too. So I got your thoughts and feelings on that. What is your role in the musical A Mother's Love?
Well, if anybody's familiar with Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, Candy's the story is loosely based upon her own life of having the difficulty of being an adult, loving her mother, And, you know, parents, we love our kids so much and we want the best for our kids. And she and her mother kind of bumped heads because her mother really wasn't happy with her choice of Todd, her now husband. And so some of the drama that they went through that was played out on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, some of that she brought into the story. So I actually play the role of Mama Joyce. I play, my character's name is Linda, but I actually play Candy's mom in the play.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been doing a lot. I was just reading your resume and your website and everything, and you've been doing a whole lot. You're also, if I'm not mistaken, a pastor.
Well, my husband is a co-pastor at the church that he grew up in Springfield, Ohio. It's Second Baptist Church on Wittenberg, and so when I'm not on the road, we're very active there. Every summer we definitely take our time and actually fix our schedule where we're able to help teach Vacation Bible School. But we're also a part of another ministry called Praying For You Ministries, and my husband is the senior pastor of that ministry. And it's a teleconference line. So, and every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard, we have a prayer line. And then on Thursdays at 7 p.m., we have a Bible study, half hour Old Testament and New Testament. And then we have... that's from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard. And then after, we just have discussion. We call that the afterwards. So that's an open forum for people to discuss either what we just talked about in the Bible study or if people have a question. Sometimes, you know, you might have questions about why we do certain things in church or why this or why that. I don't understand this in the Bible. And that's an opportunity to help give people a better understanding. So it's people from all over the country, Angela, who are part of this, who call in. We post it every, prior to let people know about it, and we post the number and the PIN number. And so you can just be a part of it if you like. Then on Sundays at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard, we have worship service. And we try to put these things around where it doesn't bump heads with other churches because we're not in competition with any church. You know, what we want to do is just be another vehicle by which people can grow and understand the Word of God and to connect with other believers.
Yes, with what's happening in the United States and the world, what you and your husband are doing is wonderful. I hope you can reach people.
Amen. I appreciate that.
Yes, you're welcome. You are not only a singer, you're also a writer.
Yes, ma'am. I've had the opportunity to write. My first hit song that I co-wrote was a song called Computer Love. It was on the Zap record, but I've also written songs with my husband. He and I, we're writing partners. So we've had a hit called In Your Eyes that was off of my last mainstream CD, in our gospel CD, the Home Project that's on the Bishop T.D. Jakes label, Dexterity Sound, and Soul Food CD, which is on Ty Scott, and even this newest CD, Shirley Murdoch Live, The Journey. We do a lot of writing together, and so he's my writing partner, and it works for us.
Okay. All right, works for you. Okay. So you're obviously happily married. That's wonderful.
Yes. I've been blessed to be married for 26 years, and I say that because being a child of divorce, you know, I guess divorce was supposed to be my inheritance, but at some point, you know, in your life, you have to say the buck has to stop here. And so I'm really just really pleased to see how marriages have turned around in my family. You know, I see my brothers and sisters getting married, and so that's coming back. So that's been a blessing. So again, I had to learn that if I wanted to have something different, I had to do it differently. I couldn't do it the way mom and dad did it or aunties and uncles did it. Had to realize that if we're gonna be successful, you know, there has to be my husband and myself and God in the middle, because a threefold cord is not easily broken, and there's nothing, no situation that's so great that me and my husband and God that we can't solve, because the three of us make up the majority, and the majority rules.
Yes, majority rules. That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Okay. Ms. Murdoch, I'm going to go to break, give you time to catch your breath and, you know, think of some more things you want to say, and then I'm going to come back with a few more questions because your
okay.
husband told me 30 minutes. He said an hour was too long. I guess that's what that means. So, and, you know, I'm just happy to have you on Show Talk with Angela, but I'm going to play a little bit of your song As We Lay because that's the
okay.
only, you know, song I had access to.
No, no problem at all. That's still me.
All right, thank you. That's still you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Shirley, I'm not going to
yes, ma'am.
Play the whole song. I'm not going to play the whole song. Please don't say yes, ma'am. Cause
oh,
I'll start
no,
doing over
I'm honey. We're good.
Okay.
Hey, this gives us more time to talk, right?
Yeah, yes, it does. I just wanted to know, with your new CD, are there any songs that you wrote on it, the gospel CD that you have?
On the newest one, what we did for this last one is we opened it up for other writers this particular time, and then I did some co-writing on some of the songs. But we just really wanted to open it up to some other writers because that you know we've always written most of all the songs ourselves, but there are some awesome songs on there. There's a song called Lord You Reign, the worship song called Lord You Reign. I love the one song that I do with Kelly Price, Keep Loving Me, because it really just talks about the fact that the Lord's love is unconditional. And, you know, there's nothing that would make God not love you. And the good news that we have is that, you know, no matter who you are or where you've been, God is not afraid of your backstory. Isn't that wonderful? Because some people, they hear your backstory and they go shaking in their boots. They don't have nothing to do with you. But God is not afraid of your backstory. He knows where you are and how you got there. And he's standing there with arms open wide, ready to reconcile you back to the purpose for which he created you. And it's no better. Yeah. There's no better joy that I get than to go in a non-church setting and tell people, I got some good news for you. Baby, God is not mad at you. He loves you. He gave his son for you, and he wants to give you your life back. If you want your dreams back, your future back, you want your purpose back, just get reconnected to the one whose idea you are. And he not only is he the giver of the dreams, Angela, but he is the keeper and the fulfiller of our dreams, and he's made so many of my dreams come true.
Yes, I believe that. I believe that you're living proof. You know what God can do. but of course with the beautiful voice also. So you said something that I called, and I didn't see it, you know, when I read the bio. You said that that your parents had divorced.
Yes, my parents divorced when I was young.
And you had trust issues.
Of course. You know, I think that little girls are always affected by their dads. I think the young girls are affected by their dads, whether they're present or not. I remember a good friend of mine, Marvin Sapp, said, because he and I, you know, we've done plays together. I've known Pastor Marvin Sapp for years. And one thing he said when his daughter was little, he said, I'm going to be my daughter's first date. He said, because I'm going to set the standard for how she's treated. You know, I'm going to take her, to dinner. I'm going to get her flowers. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to pull out her chair. He said, because that's going to set the standard for how she's treated. So if some guy comes along and treats her below that standard, he's going to know, well, my daddy did blah, blah, blah for me. And I thought that was so very powerful, because most times, young girls, like our dad, they are our knight in shining armor. That's the first man that we ever look to. And if that man is abusive, then I think that, you know, a woman can end up finding herself repeating that pattern, looking for an abusive guy, you know, or whatever characteristic that are in a young woman's father. We tend to gravitate to that because that's the first man that we ever love in our life, you know. And I think what's important too is that it's important for the father to speak into the young girl's life and tell her how special she is, how valuable she is, because if a young girl doesn't get that, then there's that hole. There's that black hole waiting for somebody to fill it up, and the wrong person can come, say the right things, and be the wrong person and lure you into a situation that's not healthy. So I had to learn how to my husband taught me how to trust, because he trusts me. And over the years, you know, it's just been a growing situation. I mean, God has a way of putting you with the right person, you know. We're the yin and the yang of each other, you know. In the areas where I might be strong, in the areas that I'm strong, there's areas that he's strong in, but we complement each other. So we put us together, we make a pretty good cake.
Okay. All right. That sounds wonderful. Sounds like you have a very beautiful marriage, and I know that it's a blessing to you and your husband.
And we also have a wonderful son who's 22 years old. He just graduated from the Ohio State University. So we're like three peas in a pod, girl.
So you have one child.
Yes.
Oh, okay, you have one. Okay, I have one daughter, too.
I'm a mama. I'm a soccer mom. You know, I live a regular life in my, you know, I live in Ohio. I grew up in Toledo. And I go to the grocery store. I bag my own groceries. You know what I mean? I live a regular life. When it's time to go be Shirley Murdoch, I can go do that. But I love the fact I can come home, you know, to my family, and I live a regular life, because you can't maintain that stage life 24/7. That is not even reality. But I love the reality that I live in with my husband and my son, my brothers and sisters. Both of my parents, God rest their souls, you know, are resting in the Lord. And I have wonderful brothers and sisters. You know, we were six kids, three girls, three boys, and a baby girl. And, you know, I've seen my dreams come true from watching Shirley Temple movies to saying one day I'm going to be Shirley Temple. You know, I'm going to be on stage and I'm going to be acting and singing. And I've been able to do all of those things. And so just encourage the dreamers out there. You know, if you find yourself wanting to do something, you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, and it won't let you go, that's your dream talking to you, and God can make every dream come true. If you stay connected to him, he will put you on a path that leads you right to your destiny.
Yes, you're right. You are very right. I'm a dreamer. I'm one of those dreamers. I have dreams.
You're in good company.
Having a book published. I've always wanted to write. Yes, since I was like 10 or 12 years old. So we don't have much time, maybe 30 seconds, but you have, you've been in a lot of films and stage plays, and I regret that it's not a lot of time to cover that, because it's very impressive. But I will tell listeners, is, if you want to find out more about Ms. Shirley Murdoch, go to her website, www.shirleymurdochlifezones.com, and there you can find a lot of information. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, you know, hey, call. I'd be happy to come back again. Just give me a call, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
All right,
sweetie.
You have an awesome day today.
You too, ma'am. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.